What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
I think I overdid it, actually, now, to be honest, the weekend. I definitely ate too much food. No, actually, hang on a minute, I didn't. I was only thinking about it, actually, driving in this morning. Isn't that I ate too much food? I ate...
the wrong kind of food.
Oh, man. I kind of had Chinese 3 times.
You kind of had. You did or you didn't?
Well, one of the... Okay, so brought home Chinese on Friday night.
That's one.
Ate a little bit of Chinese Friday night and then had it when I was on air on Saturday, the leftover Chinese.
Oh, yeah, that's still only counts as one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I mean, kind of like. But yeah. it was like 3 sittings.
You had Chinese 3 times, but you only had two meals.
No, because then we had Chinese Saturday night again.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, twice kind of. I had Chinese twice. And then we were out for dinner yesterday for with my mum and that for Mother's Day in Flanagan's, Tiptown, which was lovely, actually. So there was that. What else did we have over the weekend? It was something else that
I'm sure you went over the top on desserts or something like that.
Had some dessert yesterday too. Kind of, I don't want to be teasing, you know.
No, go on.
Did I have a Toblerone cheesecake or did I have that in my head? Something.
He's dreaming about food.
Great, I mean, great. Listen, great weekend. Great St. Patrick's Day in Tipperary Town. I imagine in every town and village around the county it was the same.
Yeah, I think Tipperary really puts its best foot forward.
Well, definitely this year. I think with the COVID and everything else
that's been
happening.
I think it was the first time that we were kind of back to
exactly
what we're now accepting as being normal.
Yeah, some kind of whatever normal is now. So that was brilliant. There was loads of people around Tiptown. I know I can't speak for every place else, but I'm sure it was the same every place.
Looking at some of the many photographs online, there seems to have been good crowds out everywhere.
Yeah, and of course you had the rugby. And can you imagine this, right? So the rugby match on, I forget what day we have now. So today's Monday. So yes, Saturday, right? With the Friday kind of messed me up a little bit. Can you imagine watching the rugby, all right, that ended at what time? 7:30 or 8:00, whatever it was, on Saturday night. And imagine being in the pub. Now, I'm not saying that this is the way it happened, right? But this is the way I'm imagining it. It may have happened. That you're in the pub, someplace in County Mead, and you check your lottery ticket, and you've won 3.9 million.
Oh, nice.
So that somebody did. And they're telling them to mind their tickets and check it and put it away someplace safe and sign it and all that. And I'm imagining this, but if you're in the pub with a bunch of friends, maybe before the rugby match, you said, here, listen, we're doing a lotto between us there. Like, wouldn't that be just something on Saturday night to find out at 3.9 million?
Wouldn't be bad, would it?
It would not be bad. I want to talk to you at 7:30. David Attenborough, who I love, absolutely love, and I'm sure you probably do too. He's got a show now called Wild Isles, and he managed to capture footage of slugs mating. Did you see that story?
No. But I'm sure you've watched it already.
Of course I have. Busy weekend. Leftover slime on branches in woodland appears to be the only evidence of the encounter that had actually happened. But the 96-year-old, he's 96 now, look at that, my goodness, and he's still doing it. He described it as...
Sorry.
Still having sex at 96. The problem is we live in 84.
Yeah, you've
used that. I know. I've done that before. I know. But they managed to capture actually audio of it. So it's like, what? Oh, no. Talk to you at 7:30. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Well, who do you think is going to get the Late Late Show?
Claire Byrne.
I think it's going to be Claire Byrne. I think so too. I don't think it's going to be Mary McCallaghan. I know
she works too hard. I mean, she's working every
Mary McCallaghan works too hard.
She's working every Sunday. Yeah. Like,
I think it'll probably be Claire Byrne. And I don't know. I mean, I think she's brilliant. But is she good enough at the kind of light stuff as well as the kind of heavy conversations? You know,
a lot of people would say that Ryan Tubridy isn't good enough at the serious stuff.
Okay, he's better at the light stuff.
And Pat Kenny was the other way around. He was very good at the serious stuff.
I thought Pat Kenny was good all around.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. He settled into it.
A lot of people won't agree with me on that. No beating gay, mind you. There'll never be another gay born, I don't think. But sure, there you go. Best luck to whoever gets it. That's interesting. Now, so an episode of David Attenborough's
When is your
thing
interview,
of
actually?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not allowed to discuss it. It's part of the thing. I think I have to be female too. I think it's got to be a female. It's going to be a girl, going to be a woman.
But I think that's wrong. That it has to be. It should be a person getting it on their own merits, not whether they're male or female.
I know. But like, if you get into that now, like...
And here's another thing then.
Yeah.
We were discussing this outside in the newsroom the other day, and Sheila was saying that if it is a female, will she get paid as much? Or will they use the excuse of cutbacks and trying to rein in spending?
She'll have to get paid the same as Tuberty was getting paid.
We see Tuberty is doing...
radio as well. Yeah. And all that. Yeah, but I mean, he obviously, whatever money he's on for the radio, then is he's in whatever, a couple of hundred grand addition to that. He's going to have to step back from that money, obviously. And she, if it's a she, will have to get that amount of money. They can't do that, surely to God, can they?
Yeah.
Like this, yeah, doesn't really answer it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, they'll do their own negotiations, I guess.
All right, I didn't expect to talk to you too long about that. I'm going to talk to you about the David Attenborough thing at 8:30 altogether. Is that all right? because it's way more interesting than the Late Late Show. That they managed to capture footage of slugs mating, which is far more interesting.
Well, it was like they weren't in a hurry.
Well, maybe they were in a hurry, but their hurry is different to your hurry. So let's not do that, maybe. Well, I'll see you in a while.
Headlines at 11.
I was reading a bit of stuff actually from the weekend, just very quickly, briefly on the Late Late Show. So yeah, they are saying Claire Byrne and Mary McCallaghan are certainly the favourites. And on Friday night, Ryan Tuberty told the show's audience that he wished his successor the very best look, whoever she may be. whoever she may be. Although he did come back and say he was joking about that.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like it will be a female host. And I know you're saying that maybe it's a little bit unfair that you should get it on merit and all that, regardless of gender. But sure, look, there you go. It looks like it's going to be...
Equally, when I heard that Ray Darcy was third in the running, hey, there's no contest then.
Oh, God, please don't. Anybody but Ray Darcy. Yeah, and some friends apparently, I don't know where they get this stuff, apparently friends or people close to Ryan Tuberty said that he's leaving the show because he's sick of the stardom and the celebrity type stuff and all that, and he can't do a whole lot of stuff in his like real life, that he gets a bit of hassle when he's out and about and people shouting at him, and even if it's friendly kind of banter and all that, he's sick of it. But sure, look, he's always going to be Ryan Tuberty now. It doesn't matter whether he's on Late Late Show or not. Okay, I'm going to tell you this story if it kills me, because I've been trying to do it since 7 o'clock this morning. An episode of David Attenborough's Wild Isles series managed to capture footage of slugs mating. Now, leftover slime on branches and woodland appears to be the only evidence that the encounter ever happened, but then they went back, didn't they, and tried to film it. He's 96 now, I said that to you a while ago, and he described the scene at Dartmoor National Park in the UK as dreamlike. So he loves this kind of stuff. But because it's the BBC, and because the stuff like the cameras and all that is so good, they managed to film it, which is amazing. I'm guessing by your silence that you're...
No, I'm fascinated in listening.
You're not convinced. So obviously it's the radio and I can't show you it, but I can give you the audio if you want to hear it. And you've listened very, very closely. Could you imagine snails now? Like, you can't really hear a whole lot. You want to be fierce close to them, all right? You ready? Hang on.
I love you.
You can actually hear him saying... Could you hear what he said at the end of it there?
Andrew, you're just not...
I'll see you later on. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Looking for a clip there. How are you, by the way? It's not the weekend.
Yeah.
It's not the weekend. What in God's name are you thinking? Waking up thinking it was like a Saturday.
Well, I went to bed last night thinking it was Friday night. And I said, right, don't need to set the alarm.
Hold on a second.
Looking forward to this.
Hold on a second. So you were awake. Like, it wasn't that you woke up thinking it was the weekend.
I woke up at 3:30 then. Thinking, it's only 3:30. I can go back to sleep for a good while. Hang on.
Stop.
Oh, no. And then I had to set my alarm for an hour later.
Okay. I was a little bit late this morning, actually, because I had to pump my tyre this morning. I have a little crack in the alloy.
Oh, dear.
It's just like a slow puncture. It started that every 2 or 3 days I'd have to put some air into it, which wasn't too bad. It must have got worse, because I pumped it last night.
What'd you hit?
I don't know, like potholes, like, obviously.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know? And I was got abused last night. So anyway, long story short, I put some air in it last night at about 5:30. And I was on the Bancher Road and I was going to Pat Lonergan's place, the Amber there on the Bancher Road, just out of Tiptown, to put some air into the tyre. And I got some diesel too, but that's fine. But just closer to the town, there was a fella tumming a lift. And I went like that, like with my hand that I was turning in left. Right?
Which he took as, follow me in here now and I'll give you an airlift.
No, I think he took it as that.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Or one of them. Or two of those, or one of them maybe. Because actually, he kept walking and I was on my knee putting the air into the tyre. And as he was passing, he shouted abuse at me. Call me everything. Call me absolutely. Now,
maybe he just recognised you.
Now, I mean, I'm obviously not going to say who he is. People from the town will know this guy who is often going out that way. And, like, he's a loon, you know. So I don't mind saying that.
Actually, you were well got there. So
I know, yeah. So, but, like, and I was going to go over to him and say, do you know, but then I was saying, no, I cannot have on this again. Like, I had an incident in Dublin a couple of weeks ago. I said, no, I'm not going to. I just ignored him. And you know what was actually funny? He was giving me loads of that, right? And shouting and roaring over at me over across the forecourt. And then he started shouting, keep it for your wife! Keep it for your wife!
Right. I said, and yeah, that's how the rumours start.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I said, I'll say it to her when I go home. I'll say it.
Good.
I don't know why this came into my head. It was an ad just there a couple of minutes ago between your sport and stuff. And they mentioned Monjtoo. Did you hear her mention that?
Yes, and turnips.
Yeah, but Monjtoo, they're kind of snap peas, are they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but of course, mutually, what came into your head when you heard that, if you did hear it?
Del Boy.
Exactly. That's what I was going to. That's what I was going to look for. I was going to look for a piece of Del Boy. And doing his best French. I might talk to you about pranks in a while, because when we were out over the weekend, one of my Egypts, Drew Luby, said to me, of course he was with his friends, we were watching the rugby, and he said to me, here, sir, we're going to do some magic on you. And I said, what is it? And he said, just put your hands like that, like as if you're praying. And he said, close your eyes. And I said, no way, I'm not doing that. You can forget. He said, sure, what am I going to do? What can I possibly do? He says, it's fantastic. He said, and I'll teach you how to do it. So I closed my eyes like that, went like that, didn't I? Next thing, there was a cable tie around my wrists. And they left me like that for about an hour. I can't use the word. So I was thinking about stuff like that last night as well. And humble and down to earth celebrities, Pat. You might have a think about that. I said Rachel Blackmore is definitely one anytime she's interviewed. And we put that up on social media last night. And we'll read some of those in a while too. All right.
Okay.
See you in a while. Good night.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
pranks, like, I don't, like, I was thinking about this, like, years ago. I mean, obviously, you're a lot older than me, but years ago, even in your day, like, I've said this. We wouldn't have had
cable ties then.
I know, I said this, I told you that it was knick-knocking, and you told me before it was called something else.
Knock-a-dolly.
Knock-a-dolly. It was just knick-knock.
I think that could be a Waterford thing, because I would have heard it first.
Knock-a-dolly.
Knock-a-dolly.
So it's basically knocking on a door and running away.
Yeah.
I don't know that people do that anymore. I'm not encouraging that people should do. I'm not saying that you should do that anymore. But like we used to do, it was harmless, all the stuff that we used to get up to. But some
you thought it was harmless.
It was, but sure, I suppose then when you're a grown-up yourself and you think back on it. Hang on, I need to cough. When you think about it yourself, like if you were sitting at home watching the telly and you were getting this like on the door all night and you went out and there was no one there, like you'd crack up yourself, wouldn't you?
I think nowadays though with the doorbell thing.
Oh, yeah.
That has the camera on it. Yeah, it's probably not safe to be doing that.
No, probably not. Some of the stuff that maybe even grown-ups do as pranks. Now, I'm thinking, I'm kind of hesitating a bit telling you this now, because if I tell you these, they're going to know it was me. But maybe
all those years ago?
No.
These are more recent.
I still have some stuff going on that I do to people. Like, there's a fella, I've signed him up for some mailing lists for his email, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Is it somebody I know?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And on occasion, he has said to me, like, I'm getting these bloody emails from such and such, you know what I mean? And I said, go away with that, are you? And I said, they're not going to your junk mail. No, they don't. And he said, they don't seem to go to the junk mail. But there's a crowd called the Ferret Association of Connecticut in the US, right?
Ferret? As in the animal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they publish a newsletter every day. So he gets 7 of these a week about ferrets. For no reason, only that. For no real reason, only that I thought it might be funny, just that every time he goes, he's stuff. But
actually, they are a lovely animal. They're really playful.
They are, I'm sure.
However, if they bite you,
but I don't possibly know how this crowd, the Ferret Association, you can look it up, the Ferret Association of Connecticut. I don't know how they have a newsletter every single day about ferrets. Like,
they're obviously fans, and they have a lot to talk about.
I know that they're fans, but like after 12 months of talking about ferrets every single day, what do you say? Like,
you go back to start again.
Now, I'm going to be in trouble now because he'll know. And what I did to him years ago too was before email and before internet and all that, I used to send him postcards. And what I used to do is I'd write a postcard in the pub And I'd give anybody who was going on holidays or honeymoon or wherever they were going. So he'd get postcards. So they weren't postcards from Tiptoe. They were postcards from every place around the world. And what I used to do was write to him as if we knew him well. Do you know that sort of way? So I'd say to him, hello, so-and-so. Listen, you'll never... And start telling him, like, stupid things like, you know, Mary's ankle is at her again and all this. Like, and you'll never guess who we met. And sure, look, this has happened. And we went out for dinner. Jesus, didn't Tom nearly choke on a bit of meat and all that. Anyway, look, we'll see you in the summer. And it was always like as if we were calling.
Oh, my God.
And he'd get them from Marrakesh. He'd get them from America, from Australia, from everybody. So I did that for about 2 years as well. But he never, ever, ever... This is the funny thing with the postcards one. He never, ever said to me that he was getting postcards from anybody. Do you know, I'd say he was just bewildered. But he has said to me about the email thing about the ferrets. One that I did read about recently was that, do you know, on the bottom of your mouse for your computer. Well, if you put a small bit of tape over the light part of that, uh-huh, of course your mouse isn't going to work anymore. That can drive people crack too. So if that ever happens, somebody else
check for tape and blame you.
Yeah, somebody else said if you empty a shampoo bottle, they'd fill it with baby oil. When my lads were small, I think they got it from a cartoon, and they actually did leave a banana skin on the floor, on the kitchen floor for me one time. And yes, I did step in it. And yes, it's not just in the cartoons. It does work. Because I was suddenly like that and banged my head off the ground. So anyway, there's some pranks. Might do some more of those in a little while. Did you get up to any of that stuff when you were younger? No? Kind of messing with that kind of...
I honestly can't. The old one, I suppose, of tying some fishing line around a fiver or whatever.
Oh yeah, and watching somebody go to pick it up, yeah, and you pull it. Yeah. Okay, all right.
The old knick-knock, was that what you called it?
I would call it knick-knocking.
Yeah, that never worked in the countryside.
Too far to run.
Yeah, exactly.
See you in a while. Road Furniture, that's not the name of a person, like, is it? No, that's actually Road Furniture. Furniture that's on the road.
It's like traffic islands, things like that. In this case, it was actually, of all things, a bicycle rack.
But it's not furniture, like, is it?
It's called Road Furniture.
Is it?
Yeah. Because
Sitting people outside, like, eating their dinner out in the road, like.
It saves you describing each individual piece, just collectively
road
call them.
Furniture.
Road Furniture.
Sally says, morning lads, has anybody else heard that Aladdin has been banned from racing? He's flying carpet. Apparently he's been using performance enhancing rugs. Bob.
I like that.
That's not bad now.
That's not bad at all.
The old ones are the best, but I will give Martin a mention on this. We heard it before. Did you hear about the magic tractor went down the road, turned into a field? You've heard about it before. My wife says, why don't you play golf with Martin anymore? Different Martin, not you now, Martin. I said to her, would you play golf with a person who cheats, lies and moves the ball? And she said, well, I guess not. I said, either does Martin.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of good jokes about umbrellas, but they usually go over people's heads. Don't do any of those. I saw a bloke with a shopping trolley full of horseshoes, rabbit feet and four-leaf clovers. I thought he was pushing his luck.
Oh, that's so bad it's good. Actually,
That's not bad for Patrick's Day. I saw a horse box recently. He only got as far as round three boxing. My search to find a house in a cul-de-sac has come to a dead end, I'm afraid. And I just bought Pavarotti's old camper van, Pat. It's a Nissan Dormer. Horse joke Wednesday today.
Ah, that quality.
It's not bad now, is it?
No, it's not bad.
Have a good day. No, I'll see you in a while again. Sorry, never mind, a good day. Tip okay. FM.
Headlines at 11.
We were talking about Lorraine's earlier on. I said, how many Lorraine's do you know? And in my defence, the two Lorraine's that worked here, I wasn't here where they were working here, I don't think. So,
okay.
There you go. I knew a girl actually in Limerick who had five sons and all their names were Brian. She had five Brians. It's not a joke. Honestly, just the strangest thing.
Well, I suppose it saved calling out five names when you wanted to call them in for the dinner.
Yeah, exactly. I think the children's allowance people were onto it. Now, this is not a joke, honestly. You can believe me. Because they quizzed her about it and asked why. And she said because her dad was Brian and he was the only fella that she could ever trust. So she went with Brian for the five of them. And they said, but how can they identify like themselves? Brian. And they had all different surnames, all different daddies. They were all Brian. Oh, you don't believe it. That's true.
I believe everything you say.
You don't believe nothing. You believe nothing, I say. Worst joke Wednesday today. I invented a game called Silent Tennis. It's regular tennis, but without the racket. I've been to Benidorm on holiday 16 times. I begin to think now I'm getting repetitive Spain syndrome. I just saw a fella running down the road with a cape on. I shouted to him, "Are you a superhero?" He said, "No, I just didn't pay for my haircut." my wife crashed the car again, it says here. This isn't me now saying this, because I know you're going to say, well, you're the fella that crashed two cars last year. So, I mean, I know that's coming. But my wife crashed the car again. She said the other guy was on his mobile phone and drinking a beer. The Gardaí told her that he's allowed to do that when he's sitting in his living room. Apparently, I was talking about sleep last night. First, I said, "I love them scrambled." But a bit later, then I shouted, "No, poached." I went from one egg's dream to another.
Please stop.
Okay, we bought a rabbit.
Oh, no.
We bought a rabbit, but he kept attacking me, so I made a run for it. That's actually clever now, isn't it? And I saw on Sky News that an earthquake has hit near a biscuit factory in the north of England last night. It measured 2.8 on the Richter scale.
Good luck.
Okay. See you later. Leave your keys if you're not coming. Something funny with that button there. You hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
One, two. One, one, two. Okay?
Yeah.
I found a little t-shirt that I think I had when I was about 3 or 4 years of age. And I was asking my mum about it some time ago. It says, "Andrew Super Chick." And there's a picture of a little chick on the front of it. Little blue t-shirt. It's a little chick. It is Andrew Super Chick. So I think they were selling them someplace. Like maybe Butlins or something.
So even at 3 or 4 you were pulling the chicks?
I was pulling the chicks even at 3 or 4.
Probably doing better then.
Bloody sure. You can be bloody sure of that. Like, people don't look at me anymore going, look at him. Look at it. Look at his eyes. And his hair. Look at his hair.
I've told you about wearing the nappies in public.
Where did he get the hair?
Oh, they say that to me as well. No.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, where did he get that? I didn't know he's that. But anyway. Ooh.
You're really dragging this down.
He's a big... Oh, he is a big boy. Oh, now,
Boy.
What a boy.
We were getting through the week so...
What a boy. You know, you said a word a couple of times in the news. I know we talked about it before, because I think you've got a couple of words too that you don't like. And sometimes I'll change things. Yeah. So if the word comes up, I'll change it. And it's an everyday word. It's a strong...
An unmitigated disaster?
No, I can do that okay. Unmitigated disaster.
Well, I suppose, yeah, you get that. The show described as that so often.
Regularly.
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 No.
I see, now that's it. See, now I definitely can't do it.
It's not regularly. It's regularly.
Yeah, but you don't say it that way.
You say when regularly.
Regularly. I got it there, didn't I?
Kind of.
Regularly. But if I'm reading something and that's in it...
Fairly often.
Yeah, a good few times. That's what it is. And I've even dreamt about that word, like, honestly. I mean, how do you dream about a word? Like, but I do. I dream about being here and having to say it where it's in a script loads of times.
Or it's regularly in the script.
It's regularly. It's slipped a good few times. I've even dreamt about being in an adventurous relationship where the safe word was regularly... regularly? What'd you say? Regularly, please.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's TFFM.
So I came across a t-shirt that I had when I was small. I told you about that a while ago. So I was asking people, not last night, just the previous night, I think. We didn't do it yesterday, I didn't get a chance. Anyways, what do you still have from your childhood?
Lego. I still have Lego.
Really?
Yeah.
They had Lego back then?
Yeah. Really? Plastic was just invented.
Mark says, some of my natural hair colour. We'd have to see that, Mark. Sheila says, the one and only letter that my dad ever wrote to me just before I emigrated from London to Australia almost 54 years ago.
Wow.
That amazing one to have.
Yeah.
I'm going to be careful of that. Roger says, Holy Communion money. Now, like, now, hang on to a second now. The funny thing about that is a lot of people have said Holy Communion money, but I don't think they're actually saying it to be funny. I think they actually have it. And I'll tell you why in a second. Because somebody down along here said that they have it simply because, not because they're a man, because their man put it in the credit union for them back in the day and they just left it there. So, like, still have your communion money.
Technically, yes, but...
What do you mean, technically, yes?
If you go in to withdraw your communion money, you're
then
not
you
getting
don't
your
have
communion
your,
money.
Of course you're getting your communion money.
No, you're not.
What are you getting?
It's not the same money that was put in.
It's the same money that was put in. Don't do that. Of course it's the same money
no,
that was put in.
It's not the same money.
But you could say that about anything.
No, I mean, the Lego that I have at home is the Lego that I got.
It is. If you got £100
yeah.
and it went into the credit union, yeah. all right, it may have fluctuated, it may have whatever, but at the end of the day, it's your communion money.
Yes, but it's not the communion
money. Oh, for God's sake. So you're saying it's only her communion money if she was physically given cash.
And kept the cash.
And kept the cash.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree with you. You're wrong.
But sure.
Why? How are you that?
I've got the same big toe that I had when I was a child.
I know, I see that.
Yeah. Hasn't grown at all.
Yeah, but it's grown. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Lisa says a teddy bear that my daughter has now. Excuse me? A teddy bear that my daughter has now, it's nearly 30 years old, has been to concerts and holidays. Bridget says a teddy bear too I got when I was 9 months old. It fell out of bed one night and I insisted that he put on a plaster. Paul says my attitude and every board game. That's an interesting story about the board games of Waterford. Actually, we might talk about that later.
Yeah.
That I got for Christmas. Carol says, letters that I wrote to my beloved granny when I moved to England. There's loads of these. I'll just do a few more. I might do some more later on. Amy says, a jumper that my mam wore when she was pregnant with me. I still have that. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I've got the Luby walk that I have since I was a child. And it's a kind of, I have a wonky right ankle. I think I've said that to you before. But my wife says that all the Lubies have this kind of thing that they... When you walk, it's hard to explain. You kind of throw your right foot it's a bizarre thing that we've inherited. Like, you know what I mean? You can't miss us. You know us from behind. You know. Oh, and I'll see you in a while. Good luck. Do you snore, or do you know? Do you snore?
I don't know.
Anybody ever said to you that you snore?
Well, I think I did in the past.
Do you ever wake yourself up snoring?
No. At least I've never.
So okay. So if you woke up, you didn't know it was snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Stupid question, maybe, all right.
People chosen specialised subject if you're ever on Mastermind.
People who snore have reported putting tennis balls in their pyjamas to stop.
Yeah.
A doctor said that people are more likely to snore while sleeping on their back.
Yeah, so if you put the tennis ball in your pyjamas at the back,
it's
so uncomfortable you won't...
Oh, is that... I was trying to figure out
where... That's what I took from it anyway. I was trying to figure it out as well, kind of going, right.
Where do you put the tennis balls? Let's not joke that. And a survey by the tech firm called Mute also found that more than half of snorers take desperate measures to stop. Do you know that actually people... do they really do this? They put pegs on their nose like a...
I'd say it might be their partners.
That'd be very uncomfortable, wouldn't it? Or taping their mouths shut. They can't do that. Don't do that. That doesn't sound like a very good idea to me. Taping your mouth shut?
You'd want to be sure of being able to breathe through your nose, I suppose.
You certainly would. Well, don't do the peg and the mouth thing together. Certainly don't do that. Snoring is a bit of a problem. You used to be able to get strips or something that you put on your nose and it makes your nose go like that. That takes your nose... I can't explain it.
Flares your nose.
Okay, there you go. You've got words. Look at you. You've got words for everything. God, you must be on huge money, are you?
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me, actually, of an old... Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that.
No, you started.
I was going to say it reminds me of an old pair of boxer shorts that I used to have. They used to remind me of the ballroom in Bansha, because there isn't one.
You were right the first time.
I should have done it. See you later. Good luck. Have a good day. Bye-bye. I got this feeling.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.